فويل للمفلين. So wail, destruction, a severe punishment of hell, or a specific valley in hell that hell itself seeks refuge from. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Such a valley for Musallin. Who are Musallin? Those who pray. This is a stern warning and should cause great worry as to which Musallin is mentioned. What was their crime that such severe punishment is written for them, for those who pray? Alladhina hum an salatihim sahoon. Those who are neglectful and heedless of their prayer. Sahoon is from saho. Saho is when one forgets in salah and has to do the extra sujood or prostration before ending the salah. So the root word is the same. Here it means forgetting something due to heedlessness. Who are meant by sahoon in their salahs? They are the ones unaware and heedless of their prayers. They do not know the reality and purpose of salah. But how does this happen in salah? Someone who doesn't take his salah seriously and takes it lightly. Someone who thinks it's okay if he prays and there is no problem if he doesn't pray. Either he doesn't pray at all or delays it and prays it very late in his time, or sometimes prays or doesn't pray. All these are included. In a hadith, it is mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ stated that whoever prays some salahs and doesn't pray others, the ones he prayed also get wasted. For example, if a person doesn't get up for Fajr, saying it's very difficult, and only prays Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, then for Isha, if he is tired, he leaves it. And on the next day, prays Fajr but doesn't pray Zuhr, or if prayed Zuhr, doesn't pray Maghrib. So those prayers that he prayed will also be wasted. Or in heedlessness, it includes not taking care of one's tahara, purity and cleanliness of the body, and not making proper wudu. It also includes not praying in the direction of Kaaba, but praying in whatever direction they want, or not regarding purity of the place of prayer. Or in salah, not taking time in ruku and sujood, but praying fast as a pecking of a bird on the ground quickly. This happens when, as soon as the person goes in ruku, stands up again, the head just touches the ground and rises up again from the sujood, as one person who was praying his salah quickly. The Prophet ﷺ said to him that his salah was not complete, and then he should go and pray again. So the person went again and prayed in the same manner. The Prophet ﷺ again said, "Your salah was not right. Go back and pray again." Then again he went and prayed the same manner. The Prophet ﷺ stopped him again for the third time. Then the person asked the Prophet ﷺ to tell him what mistake he was making. Then Prophet Muhammad ﷺ taught him the proper prayer, to pray while taking time in sujood, and in between sajdas to sit up straight with a pause, not that finished one sajda and not sit up and go back to the second sajda quickly, and then quickly standing up, praying so quickly that even Surah Al-Fatiha is not recited properly. Not taking time in all the positions of salah. In this case, the salah is not valid. This is sahoon. For them is wail. For those who pray in this manner is a punishment. Not just for those who do not pray, even those who pray with heedlessness. People question that no punishment is mentioned for leaving the salah. Well, we learn about those who enter Jahannam when they are asked what was their fault, that they were in saqar. They will say, "We did not used to pray," as mentioned in Surah Al-Mudathir, Ayah 43. So here we learn about those who pray, but keep on delaying, saying there is a lot of time left for Salah. But when the time is about to end, they stand up to pray quickly. Apparently, they are the ones who seem to be praying, but do not know about the etiquette and conditions of prayer. Nor is Salah their priority, making sure they pray all five prayers. They do not make sure that all the affairs of their life take the Salah in consideration, not thinking that if I get the time and opportunity, then I will pray, and if they do not get the time, they will not pray at all. Those who are regular in their Salahs are always mindful of their Salah and worry how they will pray if they are even traveling, just as people worry about their food when they are traveling. So those who pray regularly are mindful and worry about praying on time. So wail is for those who are niggardly, who do not care. Previously we learned, wailul li kulli humazatil lumazah. Now here we learn wail from musallin. It must be a big fault that for them is also wail, the severe punishment. So those who pray will also be held accountable. Not that we can pray whichever way we want and doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah, it doesn't say fi salatihim fahun. Then it would mean they are neglectful in their salah. Then no one will be saved. Because this happens with most people. Sometimes people forget which raqah they are on or get lost in thoughts while praying. That is then Allah will forgive. Because sahu can happen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, fi salatihim sahun, then it would be for everyone. But Allah only takes to account that which is in the ability of man. It is in our capacity to pray slowly, taking the time to pray, and in our capacity to pray the five salahs, and in our ability to pray on time, and to pray with proper conditions and etiquettes, and with making proper wudu. There are some people who take not praying on time very lightly, and they say, we will pray qaza by delaying for later, especially when someone returns home from a journey or feels a jet lag. They will say, we'll pray when we get up, or put off if they have to get dressed up with makeup to go to a wedding. They just put it off for later and not pray on time. Basically, having a careless attitude about Salah. Also, going on a picnic, planning without keeping the time of prayer in mind, or accepting a job offer where they do not give time off to pray, and think it's okay that we can pray all the five Salahs when we come home with Isha. Or taking classes in college at the time when Salah is not taken into consideration, especially when Salatul Jummah gets neglected. Sometimes people prefer not missing a class over missing Salah, or do not feel any loss in missing Jummah Salah, especially for boys or men. This includes when someone considers all other affairs of the life more important than the prayer, the Salah, or pray quickly so they can return to other important things of life. Whether it is our social life or daily life, we must assess our salahs. May Allah forgive us if we have prayed in this manner or have a careless attitude towards salah. Or praying long tahajjud salahs, or watch a movie late at night, or even watching something Islamic late at night. And because of that, the fajr is missed. There is no benefit if one listen to even an Islamic lecture late at night, if it means missing the Fajr Salah. One woman came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet asked, where is your son? She said he prayed the entire night, therefore he didn't come. The Prophet ﷺ said that his all night of praying was wasted from him because he didn't make it for Fajr. Observance of Fard is most important. Sometimes Shaitan deceives us, telling us, "You are studying for a Quran test. Just pray a little later," and makes a person delay their salah. In Sahun, it also includes delaying the salah. If it happens once in a while, that is a different matter. But we cannot make it a routine, because sometimes, even in good deeds, a person begins to lag in the fara'id, what is obligatory. When a person might say, "I'm only reciting Quran," so in this good deed, Shaitan makes us delay our salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, those who show off or do deeds to be seen. Showing off can be in salah as well. When a person prays alone, he prays quickly. But when he prays while in presence of other people, does a beautiful recitation, and prays long and slow. Well, when praying alone, he doesn't pray in the same manner. Another meaning is doing it for showing off any other good deed. We learn that if the intent to show off comes in any action or deed, then that deed gets wasted and will not be accepted by Allah. First of all, we must make dua to Allah that He bestows sincere intentions in our actions, because only deeds done sincerely for the sake of Allah will be accepted, no matter how small the good deed is. The Prophet ﷺ stated, "The most dangerous matter that I fear in your regard is the shirk asghar." When he was asked what is shirk asghar, or smaller shirk, he said, "Riya," showing off. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever prayed to be seen by people, he committed shirk. Whoever kept fast just to be seen by people, he committed shirk. And whoever gave charity to be seen by people, he did shirk." Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ said that recognizing shirk will become very difficult, just as in the darkest, the blackest of nights, upon a black rock, upon it walks a black ant. When there is utter darkness, and in that utter darkness an ant walks upon the black rock, it would not be visible. This is how riya will become. A person thinks that he is doing good deeds for the sake of Allah, but when he pays close attention to it and looks very carefully and closely, as one would have to look to see the black ant in the pitch darkness, then it would be seen. The Prophet ﷺ explained with a beautiful example how difficult it would become to recognize riya. A person either doesn't see it himself or covers it up. We must do our assessment. Until then, we will not know if we are doing it. And if our deeds were done to show off, Allah will say, at the time when we will be recompensed on the Day of Judgment, to go to the people for whom we wanted to show our deed, to go and see if we get the good we wanted from them. Allah will say, "I have no reward for you for these deeds," because Allah will only reward deeds done sincerely and only for the pleasure of Allah. If anyone else is included, even if a small amount of intention is to please someone other than Allah. For example, if our intention is 99% to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and 1% to show to people so others become happy and consider them pious, it will not be accepted. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, those who want to be seen by people. So people commend or praise them, or consider them good, or so they gain value of people, or they get the name and recognition. Whatever the motive is, even if 1% intention was to please someone else other than Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the deed, even the share that was for him. It is said that Allah will say, "I am most self-sufficient and free of need from association of anyone with me, in comparison to all those associated as partners. I am absolved from all deeds done associating others with me. that means if any percent of deed was done partly for Allah's sake and someone else, Allah will not accept even the part that was done for His sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, to get the reward from those for who the deeds were done for. Allah is with haya. If deeds were mixed with the intention of pleasing others, with the intention of pleasing Him, it will not be accepted. Allah does not even want His share of deeds, and He will say, give all of it to those who were associated with Me. This deed is not accepted and will remain here in this world. So whoever does deeds to please others beside or along with Allah will not be accepted. Even if it was not to get praised, it could be for any other purpose. Expecting a reward for such deeds will be out of the question. His recompense will be hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from riya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about riya that angels take up the deeds of Allah's servants, elevating them to Him, and praise the doer. And wherever Allah wills, take it to that place. Allah says to the angels, you are guardians of My servant's deeds, while My sight is upon his hidden, his heart. This deed was not sincerely for Me, therefore write it in Sijjin. As we learn about Illiyin and Sijjin, so write it in Sijjin. Then the angels bring forth deeds of a person they consider insignificant, such as saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, or a deed they consider very small, such as cleaning the masjid or picking someone's shoes. Allah will reveal to the angels, while they consider the deed small, Allah will say, you are the guardian over My servant's deeds, and I am familiar with the intention of this person's heart. This deed of My slave, it was exclusively done for My pleasure. Therefore, write it in Illiyin. The deeds of Illiyin are righteous deeds, and those in Sijjin are bad and evil deeds. So it could be that a certain action gets a lot of praise from people, and it is considered as a great deed with great reward, and the angels too consider it big. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to have it written in Sijjin. Therefore, even a small deed done for pleasing Allah is better than a big great deed done for others other than Allah. Because the small deed done for Allah's pleasure alone, Allah multiplies it manyfold. Even if it is one good deed, Allah will multiply it and will give reward from Himself. While a deed that people see as a great action or a deed, if it is not for Allah's pleasure, then there is no reward in it, but only outcome will be hell. People are usually concerned how the deed is in sight of other people and how they are perceived by other people. We learn from a hadith about three people with whom on the day of Qiyamah, hellfire is set ablaze. One will be who used to recite the Quran. While reading the Quran is a very big deed, whoever memorizes the Quran and teaches it to others and has knowledge of it and spends his day and night for it, but Allah will say, you lie. You only wanted people to say how good this Qari or reciter is. And people said that. So now there is nothing for you. Someone was asked, who is sincere? They said, a person who is sincere is one who hides his good deeds just as he hides his bad deeds. And when he was asked, what is the height of sincerity? He said that you don't like people to praise you. This is the peak of sincerity. Some signs of riya we learn about, as mentioned by Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He gave four signs. The first of a person who does riya is a person is lazy in time of solitude. When he is worshipping alone in privacy, he is lazy. Number two, in the gathering of people, he shows himself to be very active and shows his knowledge of good things and speaks about big things, and shows himself to be pious and increases worship in front of people. Number three, when this person is praised, he works very hard and diligently. Number four, when someone complains about his fault or gets reminded about his mistake, he gives up and decides never to do the good deeds, making excuses. This means he was doing for a certain motive, to gain praises or to get a position. When he didn't get praise, but something opposite of his expectation, then he minds it and doesn't like it. Therefore, whatever he was doing was for praises and not for the sake of Allah. Because someone who does deeds for Allah, it doesn't matter if they get praised or reproached by people. If people are saying bad about good deeds one does for the Allah's sake, then it shouldn't make a difference. Someone wise said, one who does deeds should learn about deeds from a shepherd of sheep and goats. When he was asked how, he said, just as a shepherd who prays his salah in front of his goats, he doesn't wait for the goats to praise him. Likewise, one who does good deeds shouldn't care if any person is watching him or not. Then, whether if he is with people or in solitude, his deeds will be the same, and he will do it for the sake of Allah and will not desire for praises from people. If we think about a shepherd praying in front of sheep or goats, they wouldn't know whether if his salah is short or prolonged or has khushu or not, or whether the goats are even looking or occupied in their eating. If a person does deeds as a shepherd, deeds would become beautiful. May Allah grant sincerity in our intentions. Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaqi wa amali min riya'i. Allah, purify our hearts from nifaq and purify our deeds from riya. Otherwise, not only all our hard work will get wasted, but we'll get punished for it. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, near the end of time, there will be such people who will race like horses to gain dunya and will try to exceed one another in this. This is from the sign of the day of Qiyamah. Near the end of time, people will be like horses racing each other for this dunya, this world. For it, they will do all good, so they get this dunya. It includes praises of people or greed that people will give in return for the good that they do, or will get gifts, even if they do not accept fees to teach religion. However, if there is good someone does, only to please Allah, but people learn about it. As someone who is praying, we learn about a companion who was worshipping, who was praying, but suddenly someone came in and saw him in his prayer. He said, I felt good about it, when someone suddenly and unexpectedly saw him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then for you, you have two rewards. First reward, from trying to hide from the people, and second, for it being revealed to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it known. They didn't try to do it, nor did the deed with the intention for anyone to know of it. But suddenly someone came in and became known. Then what can he do? Then for this person is a double reward. In another narration, it is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does a good deed to tell others about it, then Allah will make mankind hear and punish him and humiliate him as he did his deeds telling others about it. For them is wail, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. First wail is for musallin. The description is mentioned in ayah 5. Number 2, wail is also for those whom yura'un. For them is also wail. So wail is for three types of people. First, musallin are mentioned, who pray such salahs. Second are those who do deeds to show off to others, whether if they do riya in their salah or any other good deed. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this wail is for those from this ummah who do riya. And as the scholars explain, if one does riya in their giving charity or hajj or do jihad, anyone who does riya in anything, for them is wail. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about wail, which is a valley of hell. Its fire is so intense that the fire of the rest of hell seeks refuge from it 400 times each day. It is such an evil fire and so severe. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And wail is also for those who prevent and withhold even small things and kindnesses, meaning stopping from giving something so insignificant that there is no loss in giving it away, but do not give and do not care about giving to someone. Ibn Mas'ud says, Ma'un is all that people ask from each other, such as a tool, a pot, salt, even some water. If they have extra, there is no harm in giving it to others, but they do not give. So those who stop from the ma'un. In a hadith, it is mentioned that every good thing is charity. Even a utensil, a pot, or a pan, the companion said in time of the Prophet ﷺ, they would take it to mean ma'un. If anyone asks for a needle or even a colander, things of ordinary use, neighbors can easily borrow from each other. Or if someone asks for even salt, they do not even give these freely. For example, if someone asks to borrow a pen, and then the one asked refuses and says, why should I give it to you? Get your own. So those who withhold from giving or borrowing even small things of use, even for them is wail. Some people are so stingy that they find it difficult in their heart to even share something small. It could be worth $1, yet do not want to give or share. Subhanallah. We see mention of three things. First is heedlessness in salah. This is a sign of a munafiq or a hypocrite. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the salah of the munafiq in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And when they come to the salah, the prayer, they come lazily and showing off to people. They do not remember Allah except very little. They pray their salah to show off. The companions were so conscious of their salah. Perhaps it was Abu Ubadah bin Jarrah once led a salah, and after salah, he said that the shaitan incited in me that I am superior because I have been asked to lead the salah. So from now on, I will never lead the salah. Because it can come in the heart that I am asked to lead, so have become something big. These type of thoughts can arise, as did for him. And due to it, he said, I will not lead Salah again. Subhanallah. The companions were so conscious of Riya and self-greatness. So we learn Wail was for Humazat al-Lumaza, which were regarding the rights of the slaves of Allah. And Wail is also for those who pray the Musallin, which is in regards to the rights of Allah. Therefore, it is important to fulfill the rights of Allah just as it is important to fulfill the rights of his slaves. Because for both, the same punishment, a wail, is mentioned. Sometimes we become lazy in giving due rights of Allah. As some say, we take very good care of our relations and other people. We give a lot of charity. And if we don't pray, what difference does it make? And say Allah will forgive if they lack in his rights. But not all people. And reason that we do not hurt people and we are so nice with everyone, with our neighbors and so on and so on, and we help others and do social work. And if there is heedlessness or laziness in our salah, what difference does it make? These are the ways shaitan deceives mankind, but even for them is wail, even if they are giving complete rights of slaves of Allah, but do not give the rights of Allah. Then there are those who pray their salahs 5 times, pray on time, and they are in the masjid, in jama'ah, but they are so niggardly regarding the rights of the slaves of Allah. They put down people and pick faults in others and hurt people. Then even for this person is wail. We must fulfill both obligations. we cannot pick and choose ourselves. Both crimes are equally serious and carry the punishment of wail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our salahs that are not at the level. May Allah protect us from riya. May Allah protect us from stinginess. May Allah give us the ability to fulfill both haqqullah and haqqul ibad. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Please listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل